So, we're looking back at this year. This was, you're winding down just over a year and a half as mayor. What stands out for you as the highlights? Let's start with the good stuff. What stands out as the highlights of this past year?
It's a lot of good stuff. Over the last year, I've continued to work collaboratively with Dorchester's mayor, Port Elgin, and Memcook's mayor, and just talk about those regional issues that are affecting us all, our hospital, tourism infrastructure, those type of things. Also, in the past year, I had my first experience meeting with Atlantic mayors at the Atlantic Mayors Congress in Shediac. And this past summer, I was invited to attend that and had the opportunity to speak to mayors in Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, mayors who communities have gone through amalgamation. The community itself, we continue to advocate for healthcare services and working with the Rural Health Action Group and Horizon Health and, creating marketing initiatives, providing that funding that we did in their 2022 budget. And then most recently, back in September, being sponsoring a booth with the help of other partners at the Dalhousie Family Medicine Weekend in St. Andrews. And, that was a big part to helping us through the recruitment challenges that we continue to have with physicians here. There's been lots of great things happening. The solar array on the Bill Johnstone Park building, what a great attribute. What wonderful things that says about our municipality and our need to address our climate issues and a way to kind of retrofit what we have and looking at ways that we can do better and hopefully, set the example for others to follow suit in what we have to do. One thing that I think of right offhand that just happened very recently was, Sackville received the Wetland City Accreditation by the Ramsar Convention on Wetlands. And at the same time as we celebrated that, we celebrated 75 years of Canadian Wildlife Services being a part of our community. We received funding to continue on with our Lawrence Street Phase 3 with our water mitigation. And that was so important to see that project come through and the inquiry of the Picker Quarry. A lot of groups have been involved. We've marked milestones in the community, including the 150th anniversary of the Enterprise Foundry, 170th anniversary of the Fawcett Foundry, 250 years since the Yorkshire settlers first arrived in Sackville. Tangipahoa Heritage Trust has played a key role in providing that history to our community, and they're exploring or explored a mon or are exploring actually a monument to honor the foundries. It's those type of things that I kind of look back on and say, we are very fortunate to live where we live, and we're very fortunate to be able to do the things that we have done. I'm not sure if you've seen it as of yet, but there's been a new installation at Town Hall in the outside. Induvarma created a mosaic celebrating important sites and scenes in Sackville history that council supported, and that was installed last week. It's beautiful. It's a great addition to the building. So there's lots and lots of good things happening in our community.
Are there things that when you look back on the year that you wish had gone differently?
Oh, I think, council's managed through a lot of things. Staff has managed through a lot of things, right? Amalgamation has not been an easy thing, but, there's opportunity that exists there. Hindsight is always 20/20, right? And I think, that's probably more a question for council. I mean, council has done a job. They've made decisions and made choices. And, you know, for the most part, it's focusing on the things that we've been able to accomplish. And really, it's a short window for all of this council, right? And not just myself, but, you know, it's been a short window to try to achieve anything. I mean, you're just starting to get your feet wet after a year and a half, right? And you're just kind of starting to get into a flow and actually start executing on some of those things that you had hoped to be kind of key things as a council that you'd be able to achieve. So, there's nothing that comes to mind right off.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned, like, you know, yeah, this is your term has been cut short, essentially, right? A year and a half in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the work that you've had to do over the past year has been to do with this amalgamation. So I guess I'm curious, you know, when you think back to, you know, your election campaign in May 2021, mm-hmm. Some of the things that you were, you know, that you're excited about, that you're talking about, you know, that you thought you might be bringing to this town of Sackville, are there some that stand out as like, oh, I wish I really could have done that?
Well, you know, I guess the thing is your focus changes, right? So I ultimately, something that I felt was important was to reestablish advisory committees. And I'm hoping that with the new town of Tanchamar, the new council and mayor and staff will look at that. I think it's so important to get that feedback, to be in tune to the community and hear firsthand from people within the community on different things like recreation, policing, those type of things. We did have a very strong back when I was first elected in 98, and that carried on, you know, for a few terms. These committees that were dealing with kind of like that everyday type of parks and those recreation activities, and getting that feedback to make sure that we're taking the right direction. And I think it's important to kind of get that in the moment feedback. And I think these committees would be a good addition. So that's something that I think I had talked about and would hope to have seen achieved, I guess.
Right. I mean, I guess I remember you talking about that. There had been a police advisory committee that you had been part of way back. And I mean, of course, now we have this climate change advisory committee. So that's sort of this new model.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hoping that this new town of Tanchamar might kind of try to take on like some of that reorganization, maybe not having the same sort of structure for, how things are organized at council, but instead having citizens advisory committees more, at least in more areas?
Yeah, I think that's important, right? It's a bigger area that is being encompassed, and a lot of communities are already doing a lot of things themselves. And it's, so how do you enhance that? How do you help that grow? And the only way you're going to understand what's happening is to be in those areas, in those communities, talking to the people there. You know, policing needs vary from a municipality such as Sackville, or a community such as Sackville, compared to a community as Dorchester or West Sackville or Aulac, Midgic. You know, those type of things, those will be important. And those needs or the community, the new mayor, council, and staff will need to understand what those needs are.
Do you envision those working on a topic by topic, kind of like you mentioned having a recreation advisory committee or a police advisory committee, or would it be more regional, like a Ward 1 advisory committee or Ward 2 kind of thing?
I think it has to be, I don't want to say departmentalized, but I think it has to be based on the service that's being delivered, right? So when you talk about those type of services, I think there'll be a need to understand how that's going to look within each community, what's already happening within each community that the community doesn't want to see lost. What do they see as opportunity to kind of grow? And I think that will be so important. And I think that's why an advisory committee structure will be important to kind of enhance that, to ensure staff and mayor and council are hearing firsthand what the priorities are.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, do you have thoughts that you can share about you know, being the mayor elected right before this town of Sackville was, you know, set to dissolve by the province and that this amalgamation was forced upon the town? What was that experience like?
Well, it was definitely a different experience, right? It was one of those experiences that, you know, okay, the first thought was, how do we make the best of this? It's going to happen. We have no control over it. How do we make it work best for us, for jointly for these communities? And one thing that I continued to raise with each minister that I spoke with, anybody in opposition, anybody provincially, was, if this is going to work, we need to be, and to be sustainable, we need to ensure that we have a community that is serviced by a hospital, that a community that has proper education components as part of it, in order to keep people here, in order to grow, in order to attract businesses and people to live here, and continuing infrastructure dollars coming our way to deal with things like water mitigation. With, you know, the other thing is the Chinectalismus. I mean, that is on our minds. It's things that myself and Mayor Kogan talk about on a regular basis. You know, it's those type of things that I kept reiterating back through to the province, that if this is going to work, we need the commitment to these things. And it's a, you know, it's a tough go. Healthcare is a tough go. But where we were initially, 4 days after I was sworn in, that's when they announced the changes in operation hours at the ER. Compared to where we are now, we are in a better place. Are we where we need to be? No. However, we are getting there, and it's through a community effort. And the people who are involved with the Rural Health Action Group and who are being feeding into Horizon and the project that they're managing in order to get our community and our hospital back up to where it needs to be and to identify other services, they're from all over Tanjimar, not just from Sackville. And it's these type of things that will keep us moving forward. You know, I started looking back and saying, you know, what am I proudest of as mayor in my time cycle? There's been 7 ministers from the province of New Brunswick that have visited us here in Sackville through my invitation, that have come here and spent time here to actually learn more about our community, to understand what our needs are, and to try to work with us in order to move things forward. If those connections weren't being made, others are there at the door, knocking on the door. Look at my community. Look at my community. You know, that's something that, you know, we need to take note of, is the fact that they have seen an interest to come here and see what's happening and to understand better. You know, it's no different than with Horizon. To have the former CEO of Horizon and his executive agree to speak and to be there in front of council to engage the community, you know, that came from having those discussions behind the scenes, making those connections, and seeing that there's a true interest in being a part of the solution and not just standing here saying you need to fix it. And I think those are the type of things that, when I look back over the 18 months, those are things that, you know, I can walk away saying, well, I'm proud of that work and the fact of, you know, putting our community in front of these folks. I had a conversation here, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago. And I was speaking with a person, and they were talking about, they were just asking, so, you know, what have you been doing as mayor? So I spoke to them, and they said, you're making Sackville shine. And I never thought of it that way. But that's the role of the mayor. The mayor needs to be connecting and ensuring that the people who are the people that we need to be at the table with us to move us forward, to be there. So, you know, we've come a long way. And I think that, you know, we're being recognized with the work that the Rural Health Action Group is doing and with Horizon. I mean, myself and John Higham, we attended a kind of a launch session earlier in the fall in Sussex as they were struggling through this. So they're taking what we're doing here and what we're building kind of as a template in order to kind of advance and to help them to their next level and dealing with their healthcare issues. So, you know, we need to be proud of this type of work and making these connections.
Okay. Do you have, you know, when it comes to the situation with the workplace assessments and in the fire department and dealing with, you know, having to talk to the volunteers in the fire department or hear from them, do you feel good about how that went down, or, you know, would you like to, you know, do you have thoughts that you want to share about that?
Well, I was a member of the fire department here myself for 10 years, from 1990 to 2000. And when you have 40 individuals who this isn't their full-time gig, it becomes difficult. You deal with a lot of different personalities and to manage through that. And since then, since, you know, back in the late 90s to now, the service itself has changed. The expectations have changed. And how we approach things have had to change. It might have been done a certain way, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but it has to be done a different way now. When I look at how things have unfolded, I know it's not, you know, I know not everybody is happy with the outcome. However, being an HR matter, you know, it's something that needed to be addressed and was addressed. One thing that I stand firm on and I feel is important, and hopefully the new community, the new council and mayor and staff will dig deep on this, is that we need somebody with HR expertise on staff here in our new community, and that person being that kind of go-between person, to be that person that if somebody is having an issue and they can't and they don't feel comfortable talking to a manager or don't feel it's been addressed by a manager, then they have that person to go to. I think a lot of us have experienced that in a lot of our workplaces. I know I have in my workplaces, having that HR person there, somebody that you can go and confide in and have a conversation with and can trust that things are going to be addressed. I think that will be a key in moving things forward.
Before I let you go, I do want to ask you about your future plans. And I know this is supposed to be a year in review, but you know, we are saying goodbye to you as mayor at the end of this year. So I'm wondering, do you see more politics in your future?
Well, you know, I people keep asking me that question, and you know, this is still pretty fresh for me. What I'm looking forward to right now is you know, I'll continue my part-time gig with the independent grocer, and I'll have a little more downtime to spend with family. I'm actually looking forward to the World Juniors. I got a ticket package. I was one of the lucky people that got picked to get a package, and you know, so I plan on attending some great hockey in Moncton. So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. As everybody knows, I'm kind of a Lego fanatic. So, you know, I've got a couple of Lego kits here that have gone on an attendant for a few weeks that I want to get at. And, you know, somebody says never say never. So I'm not going to say never, but, you know, we'll see, what comes down the road and see what life brings along. And as they say, when one door closes, another one opens. So we'll see what comes down the road.
Okay. All right. I did not know this, that you were a Lego fanatic. This is news to me. How could it have, you know, how could you have been on council and serving as mayor all this time? And I didn't know.
I'm not sure. I know that I can't think of the gent's name, but they did a little segment with me from CHMA there this past summer, I think it was. No, I've got a few, in fact, in my office at town hall, because I've started running out of room around the house here. I had a couple of my Lego kits displayed, and I'm actually working on the DeLorean from Back to the Future right now. So that's my latest little project. But it's you know, it's a lot of fun. Lego's a lot different than it was when I was a kid, because you had to use your imagination then to kind of put something together. But now these kits are, well, they're pretty, some of them are pretty complicated, but they're a lot of fun though.
I mean, certainly the mayoral retirement project needs to be, you know, a town of Sackville, or at least a Sackville town hall or something, you know. You're really going to have to, I don't know, put your chops to work there.
Well, you know, I'll see what I can find. For there's lots of bricks out there. Lego's pretty good at, you never know, maybe we'll have a Lego green roof.
That'd be great.
That'd be kind of neat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, many thanks, Mayor Michaud. I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. Thanks very much, Erica, and have yourself a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.